Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Turn on a microphone, does it? Welcome to another session of Sanity.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed, and then get out there and get involved in the fight. It's a fight now, people. There's no way, there is absolutely no way around it anymore. When this government in particular, when this administration is more interested in protecting the rights of illegal immigrants than they are of Americans, that's a problem. When Joe Biden is looking to spend all kinds of money to bring refugees to this country, right, when their neighboring countries don't even want them, that's a problem. I mean, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have compassion, but I got to tell you, this is a big issue. This is not a little issue. This is a big issue. We can't even afford to take care of our vets yet. We're putting illegals up. We're putting people who came over the border illegally. You can tell I'm hot already, right? We're putting illegals up in hotels. If we're going to take that hotel space, we always knew we were going to take that and run with it. Why not give it to the veterans? Why is it that people who haven't spent, for all intents and purposes, a day helping this country out in any way, shape, manner, or form, matter of fact, coming here and putting a bigger burden on it, why is that okay? That, for me, that's the question of the hour. And now we've given so much help to Ukraine. We've given so much help, frankly, the amount of money we've given. Somebody was doing the numbers today. The amount of money that we've given Ukraine in a year, right, topples the money that we've given Israel in 20 years. Seriously. I mean, just amazing. Iran now is producing over 2 million barrels of oil a day. And what are they doing with it all? They're selling it to Russia, China, and other places. Isn't that cool? Glad we could help. Well, they're sitting there trying to figure out how to totally annihilate and destroy us. Isn't that great? Yeah, I'm worked up. I have every reason in the world to be worked up, and you guys know it. It's getting old, and it's getting worse. And some of you on the left, I mean, they always say, well, yeah, but look who you have. Okay, yeah, I can look at who I have, but I can tell you we much more. We are always louder about our failures than they are about theirs. Right? Now, it depends on what you call a failure. Let's start off that way. Again, just amazing for me. Now we're hearing you've got AOC and crew, Tlaib and so forth. Nothing. Right? I mean, they are speaking out against us supporting Israel. Nothing about the occupation of our capital, right, by pro-Palestinian people. It's just nothing. And you know what? They don't see anything wrong with it. They don't care. They don't see anything wrong with it for them. 855 Real Joe 855-732-5563. And, you know, now it's nice because we're starting to see some of these so-called celebrities. So I say, you know, don't listen to them. What do they do for a living? Right? They really don't care about any of this stuff big time. Again, just amazing. 855 Real Joe, 855-732, you know, 5563. And Israel, you know, they're going into Gaza. They don't really care what you... what we have to say to a big degree. We're still going to support them no matter what. And Joe B. wants to wait till he gets the thing worked out. He can't work out a hostage trade. He doesn't have enough money left. I mean, seriously, this is getting out of control. He wants to pay his way out of this. I'm going to let the General Paul Valley joins me after the break. I'm going to let him deal with some of this stuff. Right? Just amazing. And notice how quickly we're not talking about the, 30 or 40 beheaded babies? Oh, yeah, I can't talk about that. We don't want to talk about that. Because then you'll see the ugliness for what it actually is. Well, you know, I always make fun of celebrities. I have a good time doing it. 50 Cent, is that how you say it, 50 Cent? He rips Biden for the Delaware Beach trip. He says, and he's saying what we're all thinking. Not that it really matters, you know, he's a entertainer. But even he sees how ridiculous this is. Joe's walking the beach with his wife who has to point in the direction he has to go. He doesn't even know where to be. And you were worried about Trump. Wow. Come and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. We watch live, listen live. You know, there's just a whole bunch happening up there, including, you know, some great stories we publish from time to time, actually every day. And you can keep up on what's going on around you. And let me just bring them on. You know what? There's no really good introduction for this guy because he's got so much information for us. He's always on top of it. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me as he does from time to time to kind of give us an update as to what's going on, the craziness that's going on in this country and overseas, and how quickly all this has escalated. General, again, thanks for joining me. And I meant that as a compliment. There's no really good introduction for you that really gives you credit.
Well, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. I always enjoy coming on your show as well.
Well, I so much appreciate it. All right. So, listen, people have been sending me information or questions all weekend long about, you know, China's got, what, 8 or 10 battleships heading over to the Middle East or to shore up the Middle East, I guess it is. And tell us what's going on, what they're thinking, and how worried should we be?
Well, the report I got, there were 6 Chinese ships on the way to the Mediterranean. We've repositioned another 3rd aircraft carrier group in the Arabian Sea near the Sea of Hormuz. We have 2 aircraft carrier groups in the Mediterranean, in the Eastern Mediterranean, and those aircraft carrier groups have 8 to 12 ships each. They have submarines. They've got a nuclear as well as a conventional arsenal on those ships. They're there probably to forego a onslaught by Hezbollah in the northern border of Israel, southern border of Lebanon. Hezbollah is very well organized, very well funded, by Iran. Thousands of rockets that are aimed at all the cities in Israel as well as the Israeli military compounds and airfields. And so what we have right now, almost a stalemate up north, but what we're waiting for, we keep waiting for, which is interesting, this ground attack chewing at the sides of Gaza. We know our Delta forces are working with Mossad and Shin Bet to determine where those 200-plus hostages are in Gaza and how to take them out, whether they'll use gas, sleeping gas, or other kind of gas in the tunnels, which is the best way to neutralize them. They're not going to flood them like the tunnels were done by the Egyptians down in Rafah in the southern border of Gaza several years ago. So all of those things are happening. But the Israelis are very well prepared. I think they've been taken back a little by the changing message they're getting from Joe Biden on actually ground attack in Gaza. They should not listen to Joe Biden. He doesn't have a clue what he's doing or his staff. The Israelis have to do what they need to do. Do not listen to Joe Biden. He has become irrelevant. He went over there for 24 hours, met with Netanyahu. Joel al-Sisi, who I know very well in Egypt, wouldn't meet with him. King Abdullah wouldn't meet with him. So he's irrelevant in the world right now. Our president is irrelevant. And Obama must be chewing at the sides of his lips, trying to figure out how to overcome that, because we do know Biden's running the government, not Obama. I mean, Obama's running the government, not Biden. Boy, isn't it easy to get him confused. Who's running our government, Joe?
Yeah. Oh, it isn't him. It obviously isn't Joey B. I mean, seriously. You know, you look at this, and hey, did you see him on the beach this weekend enjoying himself with his wife?
Oh, sure. Sure, Joey likes that. He likes that touchy-feely stuff. Like, get out there and his wife.
He likes to stand between his toes and his wife constantly pointing to what you're... I mean, how do you get lost on the beach for sweet Jesus' sake, you know?
I like the new picture of Jim Biden. Did you see that, taking a selfie in the nude?
Oh, yeah.
That just came out.
This runs in the family. Apparently, it runs in the family, General.
They love taking pictures of themselves in the nude.
My God. Can you imagine what the internal family picture must look like?
There's no shame, Joe, in this family. They're a bunch of creeps, of parasites.
Wow.
You know, and you know darn well their way they work and treat women. Yeah. Sniffing babies and sniffing women's hair like Joe does all the time. They're really perverted, I think, all of them.
Yeah, it's really sick to watch what's going down. So the question that keeps coming at me here is, is China stupid enough to go to war with us?
No, not at all.
So you think the battleships, the ships that they're sending to the area are strictly for show?
Well, we don't know what ships yet, at least I don't know. The satellite They repositioned the satellites to track those Chinese ships. And by now, they have earmarked whether they're cruisers, destroyers, freighters, cargo ships. Our intel would have picked that up by the satellites already. And that hasn't been divulged to the public yet. So they're making a move. Of course, Iran makes a lot of money from selling oil to China. China basically is dominating the scene as Russia is. You don't find any European countries dominating the scene, or the United States. It's all that new Eastern Alliance, the new BRICS countries around the world that have joined forces. And we're in a diminished capacity right now. Look at the ammo that now we are sending over, plus a lot of other military equipment and to Israel, as we've been sending to Ukraine. Ukraine's a done deal as far as I'm concerned. You haven't seen much of that lately, have you, on the news?
What's going on in Ukraine?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you haven't seen much of what's happening. But I got to tell you, with some of the stuff that I saw, I don't believe in much of what I'm seeing, as to what's going on in Ukraine anymore.
Well, Russia's controlling it. They're controlling the momentum. They're controlling the battlefield. And Putin will get his way with eastern Ukraine. It's just a matter of months.
Wow. Again, I'm always amazed. Just always amazed at this stuff. All right. So, now you've got Iran saying that they're going to jump in if they go into, Gaza?
Right.
What do you think?
Well, there are
a lot of noise
to do it, but let me give you something that I've known for several years, and I'm not going to do it.
Hold on.
Too much.
We're going to break. When we come back, it's the first thing you can talk about. All right. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more with retired Major General Paul Valley right after this.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is asking Israel to hold off on a ground invasion of the Gaza Strip while it works to free hostages held by Palestinian militants.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken told CBS's Face the Nation,
but in terms of what we're talking to Israel about in their, with regard to their military operations, it really is focused on
both how they do it and how best to achieve the results that they seek.
The administration reportedly not asking Israel to cancel any invasion. It just wants more time. I'm Corey Myers.
Two Israeli women held hostage were released earlier today. In September, close to 270,000 unauthorized immigrants were apprehended while crossing the southern border, marking the highest monthly figure ever recorded among these 18 individuals whose names appeared on the terror watch list. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We'll just get back at it. Very much enjoying my conversation, my time with retired Major General Paul Vallely. General, we were talking about Iran and getting involved if Israel goes into Gaza. Not a wise move, is it?
I like your previous talk there on they should be called jackasses rather than jackrabbits.
Yeah. That's my favorite word that I can get away with using all the time, jackwagon. I use it constantly.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, jackasses. But anyhow, no, Iran's, and I haven't been updated recently, but they've had a three-phase plan, Joe. If there's any indication that Iran is going to launch against Israel, because Israel has overhead surveillance satellite as we do, so they're looking down. They're watching every movement within Iran 24 hours a day out of the headquarters in not only in Tel Aviv, but also one of their military compounds that they run just south of Jerusalem. But the phase one, the Israelis plan, they'll use laser technology in their F-16s to, once they fly in, toward and launch towards Iran, that'll dead all of the Iranian computers. So the Iranians won't be able to launch anything using their computers at all. This is brilliant. Knock out their ability to communicate at all with their computer system, because everything's based on computers today, no matter where you go.
Yep.
And the second phase is to knock out all military installations along with the port facilities. So command and control headquarters, barracks, positions of Iraqi divisions. And that's in the second phase. And then the third phase is to go in and clean up what they didn't do in one and two. So the Israelis have this very well planned out against Iran if there's any indication they're going to launch against Israel.
Well, I'm loving the fact, too, that they've got their members coming in from all over the world to come back and fight. And just amazing how that is happening. You know, I think you know who she is, Sharon Engel. She was, I had her on the show the other day, and she was in Israel when this all went down. And I don't know if you heard how she tried to get out. and the American
Embassy. I don't
know,
but I was supposed to be on the show with her today, and I had it canceled.
Oh. Well, she...
Anyhow, go ahead.
She went to the American Embassy, and they told her that they would only get her as far as... I don't even remember where it was, but she said... Mm-hmm. And then they had to pay $400 for the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you're going to get...
Oh, yeah.
Our government was going to charge you to get you out of there? And she said, oh, yeah, and nowhere safe. The Canadians, of all people, stepped in, got them out of there, got them to Toronto, and then they had to get home from Toronto.
Yeah, and so did DeSantis in Florida. He sent over a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we're paying $2,200 to illegals coming across our border, plus a cell phone.
Oh, don't we? Hey. Don't forget throwing out veterans to give them rooms to stay in.
Yeah, and then they paid $700 to the Lahaina people that were damaged with the fire over in Lahaina. They haven't even paid anybody basically anything in Palestine, Ohio, and we're paying $2,200. Plus, we're giving another millions of dollars laundered into Hamas and into Ukraine. I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy. And America ought to be ashamed of itself for not doing anything to remove Biden and Kamala and the left-wing Democratic Communist Party. This is a war we're in right now. We really are.
It was the big mistake our founding fathers made is thinking that some of these guys would continue to be patriots and statesmen. And they have gone so far to the ugly side, so far to the side of just wanting the power, wanting the votes. This is what do we have? 470,000 come over in September. I'm sure they're all families, aren't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, the other thing is, here's our congressman, and I'm saying I haven't seen any change since we haven't had a speaker at all. I don't think it means much at all, other than they have to vote to approve certain things of legislation. But I haven't missed the Congress at all. And as I told you earlier, they say that Congress only affects 15% of what happens in our government. 15%. 85% controlled by the deep state, by the Supreme Court.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, and I don't know if you heard recently, we're going to take a little side tour here, but you heard that the Senate wants to do term limits for the Supreme Court justices.
Yeah.
About 2 years, and I'm going... Why don't we start with you guys? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Start with the senators. Did you say? And then you've got McConnell is on today. My God, he's almost as bad as Biden. The guy is totally senile, and he's the head of the Senate for the Republicans. The other thing I got that I brought up on a show I did earlier, they were saying that these congressmen, the senators, they do their work, whatever they can do. 50% of their day is out raising money for their next campaign. 50% of their time is allocated to raising money. That's why I refuse to give a cent to any congressman or any senator anymore. I'm not going to give them 1 cent. They've got to earn with the salary we're paying them.
Oh, and right now they don't. They have very expensive suits, nice manicures, always have great hair. It's just amazing to me, and they want to tell us how hard they're working. So,
that's why you know Matt Gaetz understands that McCarthy never kept his word on 12 different things. They knew he was a rhino. He lives with a guy. He's a little swishy, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I know. He lives with Frank Luntz.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Frank's a little swishy.
Yeah, Frank's a lot of squishy. I mean, I was invited to an event that he was having at his house. I went to his house, and I got to tell you something. They were railing against guys like Huckabee. We have to get rid of these people that are too conservative in our party. We'll never get ahead. We'll never win this. And sitting there thinking, why did you invite me to this thing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Yeah, so, I know what you mean. So anyhow, all I'm saying is that Gaetz, whatever you think of him, he had the guts to call his bluff, because McCarthy had not done one thing that he was supposed to do.
Well, I agree with you. I told you that during the break. What I don't agree with is not having Plan B set up And if they went into that, you know, one of the things I've been taught in politics over the 20 years I've been involved, you know, you don't make a move unless you know what you're walking into. You know what you're walking into for votes and all of that.
Yeah.
And he blew that one. He somehow blew that
one.
Well,
he didn't. He didn't. But the other guys, the 20 in there, are the ones that blew it. The ones that would vote for George or vote for, who was the other candidate?
No, it wasn't Scalise.
Scalise was up. So I blame the 20 Ryan, the super rhinos, for not backing Gates.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I blame. I don't blame Gates. Gates did the right thing. He called the bluff of McCarthy. It was a total week.
Oh, but we knew this
it
about
totally
McCarthy.
Weak.
You and I knew.
Yeah.
We talked about this. I've talked to my friends about it. McCarthy never did anything he said he was going to do here.
No, so you got to take him
California.
Out. You got to take him out. You got to take him out. That's what Gates did. He had the guts to do it because he knew what was going on. But it was the other 20 that wouldn't get behind Gates and try to elect somebody right away. They'll come up with somebody soon. But as I said, they only affect 15% of the government. They have nothing to do with national security other than giving more funds to the Biden administration and to the worthless generals and admirals we have.
Yeah, I just learned today that we gave more money to Ukraine in the last year and a half than we've given to Israel in the last 20 years.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's crazy.
It is.
Joe.
It is. It's just crazy. All right. So, you know, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said that, hey, we're calling, we're putting everybody, on active duty alert, which I'm not so sure I know what that means in total. But I can't imagine as a soldier in today's Army or today's military.
Oh, I can't either. And we formed a new society at West Point called the MacArthur Society because of the what's going on at West Point and the Air Force Academy, Naval Academy. I'll send you more information if you ever want to cover that, what's going on at the Academy, because it's all dribbled down from the Defense Department and the woke generals and people that we have running our Defense Department.
Well, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about our allies over in the Middle East. I want to talk about what's going to happen in the Middle East, if it's just going to all-out war. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with retired Major General Paul Valley in just a few minutes.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mazzino, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-GO-JOE-855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the way we all win. Is when you become part of the solution. Let me bring him right back on. I don't want to waste any time. Love it when he's on with me. We have retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time, give us updates on truly what's going on behind the scenes in the Middle East and other places. And, General, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure, Joe. Thank you for the invitation.
You know, let's hit on our Middle East allies, if you would, and maybe not allies but friendlies, right? I mean, where does Saudi stand in all this? Where does the Jordanian stand on all of this if Israel goes into Gaza? Are they going to engage?
No, they will not. You have to understand, none of those countries want any Palestinians. Okay?
Yep.
King Abdullah in Jordan, for example, has taken in a lot of Palestinians. He doesn't want any more. They caused so many problems in Lebanon. Saudi Arabia will not take any. Egypt, you know, refused even to have cross the Rafah border in the south there between Gaza and Egypt. Egypt's sending in a lot of trucks now with supplies, food, water, and so on. But they don't want these Palestinians because they're all troublemakers. And they know that's all they do. They just cause problem. There's always something wrong. It's never a happy group of people.
No.
And when you're dominated by Hamas the way they are, They're totally dominated by this terrorist organization supported by Iran. And you notice every protester they have, a demonstration they have in Iran, is put down right away by their military. And so they're staying out of it. They're just going to let it happen. Now, Iran may get involved. They may try to pop some missiles or something, but they're going to use Hezbollah. It really is their main force over there.
Well, it's quite interesting, again, when you look at what's going on over there, and they tend, or I've been told, they tend not to come against their own brothers, right, from an Islamic point of view. So you always wonder.
Yeah, but they kill it. Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense because they keep killing each other. Huh?
I know.
They keep killing each other.
This is why they don't want the. This is why they don't want the Palestinians. You know, I've been doing a lot of reading to make sure that I have a clue on the Palestinian history among their own.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was basically Jewish to begin with.
Yeah. So you start looking at this and you say, "Well, wait a minute. Nobody wants them." And then I'm talking about the Jews. I'm talking about the Palestinians. Their own brothers, quote-unquote brothers.
They don't want them.
They don't want them.
No, they don't want them. Absolutely not. They're not going to lose their own soldiers to defend the Palestinians. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's why Netanyahu and the generals, they've got to take Hamas out. They've got to do it. Hamas did an unbelievable thing by coaching those young terrorists that were guided and commanded by Hamas to go in, destroy those homes, burn. I saw the video where they set a young 14 or 15-year-old girl on fire,
right.
Personally decapitated. They were all directed to do that by Hamas, and that's what they did. And you can't let that happen. So Israel is going to go in and... I would say Israel take over Gaza, rejuvenate it, start economies. You know, under Arafat, when Arafat came from North Africa into the West Bank, basically, and started that second Intifada, they had over 220,000 Palestinians working in Israel, in industry, in shops, and all that.
They were
and
fine.
Then. They were fine. Everything was going fine. And then Arafat comes in and disturbs all that. And
I saw pictures of it before Arafat and after.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they're locusts. They go in there and they destroy everything they touch. And somehow people still want to support them.
Absolutely. That's why I say Israel ought to take over Gaza, build factories in there for the Palestinians. Set up an economic base for the Palestinians. And I feel bad for all these young Palestinians. They can't travel. They can't go anywhere. They're locked into Gaza. All they would have to do is extend some kind of an olive branch, and they could get along over there. But they never do. It's always some terrorist organization like Hamas or Hezbollah that drives these people insane, indoctrinates them to hate Jews from when they're a baby, almost.
Yep.
And Israel needs to control that whole territory. You know, 20% of the Israeli population is Arab. A lot of people don't know that.
No, and they get along fine, don't they?
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
they're a big
part of the Knesset.
To a big degree.
They have representatives in the Knesset.
Again, this is all... This is all amazing to me, but you know, you're always hearing these stories about who's at fault for what. When it comes to Hamas, nobody wants them around there either. And
nobody wants them.
Did they or did they not get voted in properly at some point in time?
They just took over. They controlled the vote to make sure that they win. It's like the PLO in the West Bank. You know, you have the Palestinian organization in the West Bank. And the West Bank has been very quiet. They've had some protests. But there's industries within the West Bank. They make clothes. They make computer products, real estate. They invest money. And the PLO hasn't been causing any problems, per se, for a while. Every once in a while, you to see one of them come across and try to kill an Israeli or something like that. But these Hamas guys are bad. They're bad actors. They've got to be eliminated.
Oh, I totally agree with you. All right, so now the question before I let you go, because this has been coming across my desk for days now. How far away from me from World War III?
Well, on the verge, not only with the Russia-Ukraine situation, you got China potentially still maybe wanting to take over Taiwan, which would involve us in some way, and then now you have the Middle East erupting again. But you can find all this out on our website, standupamericaus.org. It's all on there. All the four books I have out this year are on there. They're all on Amazon. The latest one is Invisible Treason in America, Individuals Who Have Conducted to Dismantle the United States, Including Organizations. Treason in America. Get it on Amazon. Read it. We put it all together. It's taken a lot of work, but we did it.
Well, a couple other questions for you while I got you on here. Are we ready? I mean, is the United States ready from a munition standpoint, from
no.
readiness standpoint?
No.
Yep.
Don't have the leadership. We don't have our generals haven't won a war since World War II, for God's sake. They've gone woke. Reenlistments are down. They won't even take in all of the soldiers they threw out of the Army because of the illegal vaccines. And they won't even bring them back. They brought maybe 5,000 back.
Wow.
They're more interested in critical race theory, trading, LBGQYMPQRT. That's our military today. And it's affected the academies, which is the training base for all of our future officers to lead us, protect America. That's how bad it is.
Unreal. It is... We're not already equipment. Why? I mean, we just gave away $80 billion worth of equipment to the Afghans, who gave it to the Chinese, I'm sure. You know?
Yeah.
Of course, American tax dollars at work, people.
That's right. Of course, the defense companies love it. They're making billions of dollars just like the pharmaceuticals did for COVID.
And when we start seeing things happen around the world, the other problem we have is right here in this country. With all the, I'm sorry, but I believe a vast majority of those people coming across the border are not here for jobs. The only job they're going to have is at some point together, come together in some of these major cities and really cause some problems.
Yep, it's coming. They're causing problems already.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with you. You know. All right, General, last time, what's the website?
StandUpAmericaUS.org. Make sure you put the U.S. in there. StandUpAmericaUS.org. Donate, help us out. We do great things.
You know, people, you always ask me about organizations. I get emails all the time. Organizations you should be supporting, people that are on our side, people that are there to keep this country safe. You know, the General's organization is one of those. You need to make sure that you're giving your money to the right people who are not wasting it, who are actually putting information out there that you can, you and I can use to stay safe. And the General's organization is one of those. So it's standupamericaus.org, right?
Right.
Correct.
Thank
time
you,
I got
Joe.
It right. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
All right,
okay.
General. Always love having you on the show. Have a great rest of the evening.
Thank you, Joe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I meant that sincerely. I love having him on the show. The reason I do is there's nothing there. He doesn't have something else going on, right? He's not looking for something better, something whatever. Right? He's there to give you the true information of what's happening. And he told me the Chinese are looking for other ways to block us, you know, not in your face, but to block us from being able to help these other countries out. Joe Bettini, just keep our kids not ready. How's that? Joe Bettini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up. At the top of the hour, you're listening to the Joe Bettini Show on the Genesis Communication Network.